Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. So we followed this story as it first happened. In fact, we had Dennis Hancock on here talking about this after Sam Page and Wesley Bell tried to get him kicked off county council. It's all been settled now, and we're glad to welcome Dennis Hancock from the 3rd Council District in St. Louis County back onto the show. Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Good to hear your voice again. And, you know, I saw this settlement agreement that came out, I guess, near the end of last week, right, with the right. New county prosecutor.
Yeah, it was last Friday. And after looking at the evidence that they had, she worked with our attorney, and we were able to reach a settlement agreement. And they withdrew their petition with prejudice.
Yeah,
so
now,
it's done.
Correct my memory here, but I mean, your position on this all along was that whatever it was concerning a family member was a mistake on your part. You didn't realize it, and that she never actually went to work for you.
Well, yeah, the facts are that in order to prove nepotism, there have to be two different pieces. One, that she's a relative, and I've made no secret about it. She's been my stepdaughter for almost 30 years now. The other part is that she has to actually be hired, and that's where I believe the prosecutor described it as problematic for them to prove that she was actually ever a county employee.
Because you told me you didn't realize it when the issue came up, correct?
Yeah, I didn't realize it that there was a prohibition in the state constitution.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, but the facts didn't support a nepotism case because there's no, like I said, there's no evidence to support that she was ever actually hired by the county.
And the important thing is that it's gone away. I mean, that's the important right. thing about our conversation today. But I don't believe in coincidence when it comes to politics. When this thing was first announced and they tried to pull you off the council that day when an important vote was coming up, I mean, that just reeked of intentionality, right?
Oh, I agree. And as it's turned out, it was probably correct. That was the vote to allow to put on the ballot, allowing the council to hire its own attorney.
Yeah.
So that we're not working for the county councilor.
We shouldn't be surprised. I mean, after the Steve Stinger incident as county executive and everything else, I'm not surprised at any of the dirty politics that Sam Page tries. I mean, he tried it with Gretchen Bangert when she was running for council in the primary, trying to basically bribe her, it sounded like, not to run. But people may see a pattern here.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that, you know, what we're seeing is the council is now focused on getting the work done that we were all elected to do. And the county executive seems to be oblivious to the fact that we're still having budget issues and that we can't seem to plow snow in unincorporated St. Louis County, and we can't seem to collect the taxes that people are sending into us this time of year.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost sensing a shift on the council because I think it was Shalonda Webb who's liberal, right? Who had introduced a bill to essentially limit Sam Page's power. The initial idea was that you guys could fire him if you had 5 out of the 7 votes. And then my understanding was that it instead allowed you to fire anyone that he appoints to the head of a department. What's the latest with that?
That is actually on. It will be on the ballot in April.
Okay.
The We withdrew the part about the county executive because there was a lot of question about, you know, should we be in a position to undo the will of the voters, or is there a better way to do that? And I think, you know, by allowing us to essentially fire department heads, we can then get people in office or in those positions who are open to at least providing us with the information we need to make good informed decisions. And
right.
So often we're being stonewalled by unelected bureaucrats.
County Councilman Dennis Hancock with us this morning. Sorry about that, Dennis. I mean to catch you. I thought
sure.
You were done. Go ahead.
No. I think when the voters look at that in April, I hope that they consider that. These are people that the council has to vote to approve anyway. So it seems to me that if we have to vote to approve them, we should be able to vote to remove them.
You could even remove the new prosecuting attorney, right, Melissa Price Smith, if this passes in April?
No, because that's, you know, that was all settled by
the
courts that she is a state employee.
Well, it sounds like she's doing a pretty fair-handed job over there so far. So I'm glad the courts went the way they did on that one. I got to be honest with you.
Well, and I think she sent the right signal in her announcement last Friday that you know, there are 10,000 outstanding criminal cases in St. Louis County. That's where her office needs to be focused. And that was one of the things that impressed us when we had our hearing with her and the gentleman that the county executive wanted to appoint to that role. That she was serious about prosecuting crime,
which is a
different approach than Mr. Bell had.
It's true. Dennis, I got about a minute left here. Is there still conversation about building a new city or county Taj Mahal?
Well, it hasn't died completely, apparently, but it's nothing on the priority list for the council.
Good.
We have other things to worry about right now.
Yeah, or just stay where you are and put in a sprinkler system, one of the two, right? Be a lot cheaper.
Exactly. That would be my approach.
That would be a lot less expensive, for sure. Well, Dennis Hancock, glad that that's all been resolved, and we appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon. Glad we kind of got a clean finish to that one, and it's all behind me. The prosecutors signed an agreement that it's not coming back. That's good.
Get more at 971talk.com.